This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli set to address the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister holds bilateral meetings with world leaders. Cholera and diarrhea cases decline in Birganj, but doctors say caution is still needed. And at least 600 people killed and 1,500 injured after an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck eastern Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Plus Summit today at the Tianjin Meijiang Convention Center in Tianjin, China. The SCO Summit 2025, which began yesterday, is one of the largest gatherings in the organization's history, with leaders from over 20 countries, including UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in attendance. Prime Minister Oli, leading a high-level Nepali delegation, is in China for a five-day official visit at the invitation of the Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Oli has actively engaged in bilateral discussions to strengthen Nepal's diplomatic and economic ties. He has already held productive meetings with Cambodia's Prime Minister Samdek Moha Borwor Thipaide Hun Met, President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mujhu, and President of Laos People's Democratic Republic Dr. Thong Luon Sisoulith. These discussions focused on enhancing cooperation in areas such as trade, cultural exchange, and regional collaboration. Further bilateral meetings are scheduled with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh, among others, aiming to bolster Nepal's partnerships with key global players. The SCO Plus Summit coincides with China's commemoration of the 80th anniversary of its victory in the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War, adding historical significance to the event. The summit serves as a vital platform for Nepal to advance its national interests and foster multilateral dialogue with SCO member states, observers, and dialogue partners. The outcome of Prime Minister's address and bilateral meetings are expected to further strengthen Nepal's diplomatic relations and open new avenues for collaboration in trade, infrastructure, and cultural exchange. The number of cholera and diarrhea cases in Birganj metropolitan city has been steadily declining, with 746 patients, including 132 confirmed cholera cases, having fully recovered and returned home from hospitals, according to the city's health department. As of Sunday, a total of 172 cholera cases have been confirmed in the metropolitan city. However, new infections are decreasing significantly, with 15 cases reported on Sunday and 14 on Saturday, compared to a higher number of cases earlier in the week. The number of hospital admissions for diarrhea has also dropped, with 58 patients admitted on Sunday, down from 88 on Saturday and 75 on Friday. Currently, 68 patients are undergoing treatment across various hospitals in Birganj metropolitan city, with 40 confirmed to have cholera. Among them, 36 are admitted at Narayani Hospital, 10 at National Medical College, 7 at Tarai Hospital, 4 at Sarvottam Hospital, 3 at Bhawani Hospital and Birganj Healthcare, 2 at Prabhu Hospital and 1 each at Advanced Birganj Metro City and Krishna Hospitals. 15 patients are receiving intensive care in ICUs. The health department has identified contaminated water and food as primary cause of the outbreak. Dense settlements, open water sources and inadequate sanitation have heightened the situation. To control the spread, the metropolitan city, in coordination with federal and provincial governments, has intensified efforts, including deploying health workers to communities, launching awareness campaigns, chlorinating drinking water, and cleaning water tanks. A complete ban has also been imposed on street foods such as pani puri, chaat, and bhajia, and educational institutions have been closed until Tuesday. Public Health Officer Suman Chandra Thakur noted that decline in cases as a positive development, but stressed the need for sustained vigilance. Health experts emphasized the long-term control requires improvements in sanitation and infrastructure. The Birganj Metropolitan City has urged residents to adopt health precautions and actively participate in community efforts to fully contain the outbreak. The CPNUML has intensified preparations for its second statutory convention. The convention to ascertain the party's official document is slated for the 5th to 7th of September at Godavari in Lalitpur district. Standing committee member and publicity department chief Rajendra Gautam informed that some of the tasks like stage management and information on gathering of representatives were going on smoothly. He shared as many as 2,349 persons, including 2,033 representatives, will be attending the conclave. Those who are representatives of the 10th General Convention of the party will be the present representatives. However, some of them have unfortunately died while some quit the party, and some others faced disciplinary action and got removed from the membership list. He said as the party rule does not allow fulfilling the vacant post, there would not be any new representatives. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 600 people have been killed and 1,500 injured after an earthquake struck eastern Afghanistan. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6 earthquake struck just before midnight local time in eastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. Homes made of mud and wood collapsed as helicopters were sent in to evacuate the injured. There are reports that aftershocks were felt in neighboring Pakistan and as far away as India. The United Nations office in Afghanistan has shared a post saying its teams are providing emergency assistance to the affected communities. Houthi rebels have said that they had fired a missile at a tanker in the Red Sea days after their prime minister was killed in an Israeli attack. The Iran-backed rebels, who sank two tankers in July, said they targeted the Liberian-flagged Scarlet Ray, claiming a direct hit. The UK Maritime Trade Operations, UKMTO, said on Sunday that the attack missed its target. The ship is Israeli-owned, according to the maritime security company Embraer. UKMTO, which monitors the region, said the ship's crew witnessed a splash in close proximity to their vessel from an unknown projectile and heard a loud bang. They said all crew were safe and the vessels continued to its voyage. The Houthis announced on Saturday that their Prime Minister Ahmed Ghaleb Nasser al-Rahawi and other officials were killed in an Israeli airstrikes 2 days earlier. On Sunday, they raided United Nations premises and detained at least 11 workers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for their immediate and unconditional release. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Pashchim Province, and at a few places in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of heavy rain at one or two places in Bagmati Province and Sudar Pashchim Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli set to address Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister holds bilateral meetings with world leaders. Cholera and diarrhea cases decline in Birganj, but doctors say caution still needed. And at least 600 people killed and 1,500 injured in Afghanistan after an earthquake of 6 magnitude struck the eastern side of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.